Ingram Show here on 91. Oh my gosh, I just plugged my old college station, Luke.
Oh, geez, Sam.
It's 101 The Shaw, and yep, it's not the old station in Whitewater. Sorry about that, everyone. But we are back, and we are trying to get Earl up and going a little clearer for everyone. So for now, Luke and I are going to talk about some of the election results coming out of yesterday's election. Very exciting, as Earl was talking about earlier, about Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Again, the first African-American to be elected mayor of Milwaukee, as well as the first new mayor of Milwaukee in quite a long time. Waukesha, however, had a Sean Riley reelected for his third four-year term yesterday by quite a bit. He had nearly 64% of the votes. So that's quite exciting to see that Waukesha likes what he's doing and that they like where we're headed.
That's great.
Yeah, in Tuesday's general election, the write-in candidate, Keith Best, he got 3%, and his other opponent, Lisa Salbs, got 33% of the votes. So that's quite interesting to see.
And that was for which race, Sam?
The mayor of Waukesha.
Mayor of Waukesha.
Yeah, so Mayor Sean Riley is back in office once again. His third four-year term.
And Waukesha wasn't the only location throughout Wisconsin yesterday that was going to the polls as well, Sam. So interesting to hear the mayor of Waukesha being reelected. But we also had a variety of other elections, like you mentioned, Cavalier Johnson. Pardon me. And you are listening to us on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM. So, Sam, one of the other ones that caught my eye here in the listening pattern for Kenosha County. I got some updates there from Jim Rozzle over at Kenosha News. Samantha Kirkman, State Representative Samantha Kirkman, is the winner of the Kenosha County executive race down in southeastern Wisconsin. So, Samantha Kirkman defeated Rebecca Matoska-Mentkin in Tuesday's spring election to become the next Kenosha County Executive. In unofficial results, Kirkman of Salem Lake received 14,693 votes, or about 51.3% of the vote. Matoska Mentkin of Pleasant Prairie received 13,886 votes, or about 48.5%. So a pretty narrow race there in a bellwether county here in the state of Wisconsin, Kenosha County. Republican State Representative Samantha Kirkman, 47, is the sitting state representative of the 61st Assembly District and will be the fifth county executive in Kenosha County history, the first woman to hold the seat as well. So got an update there as well. I'm not monitoring the phone, Sam. Any chance we've got Earl joining us, or should we keep going on to more election news?
You know, I think he's still working on a couple things.
Okay.
So we should just keep going with that election news. It's really good to hear some high numbers for some candidates out there, meaning you guys are getting out there, you're voting. That's awesome. I was a little worried to hear the drop boxes weren't an offer for us this year, unattended drop boxes, or this election, not this year. Sorry about that. But it's good that people still carved out a good chunk of time to get those in or get out to the polls yesterday. And Waukesha had a lot of school board voting as well. So the Waukesha school board elections, it was a nonpartisan race that clearly became a party affair because the three candidates all were on the Republican side and they all three won. It was Carrie Keselowski, Mark Borowski, and Markel Moore got the most votes in the field of the six candidates of the three open seats on the board, earning the three terms.
All right, so an update there for the Waukesha School Board as well. And another interesting headline that I saw. So there's a lot of results coming in from around the state, Sam. And so it's kind of hard to keep an eye on all of these. As they were coming in last night, I was trying to pay attention to as many different ones as I can. And one of the ones that I did see yesterday was the incumbent DePere Alderwoman, Kelly Rue, who that name may ring a few bells for some listeners out there in the audience. Kelly Rue was one of the 10 Republicans that signed allegedly fraudulent documents in the 2020 election, contending that former President Donald Trump won the state of Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. And so Kelly Rue was defeated in her reelection bid by a former poll worker, Pamela Gantz, up in De Pere.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was a pretty catching headline. So the fact that, and it was a pretty wide margin that Gantz beat Rue in as well. So of the about 1,100, just under 1,200 votes, Pamela Gantz, the former poll worker, got 56% of the vote, and Kelly Rue, that alleged fraudulent elector, got only 44%. So a pretty healthy margin there as well, that Rue was defeated in her reelection bid. So definitely some interesting updates. There's going to be a lot of hot takes. We're taking your hot takes as well. 844-967-2789. If you've got some surprising election news that you want to share with us, give us a call, send us a text. Hopefully we will be joined here by Earl Ingram for the Earl Ingram Show on The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, shortly. We're just working out a few of the technical issues for Earl, but hopefully he will be joining us. Any other big updates out in Waukesha, Sam?
Well, I did a story the other day for one of our headlining stories about the potential. This was on the ballot yesterday as well. It was the potential merger for West Allis West Milwaukee School District with Nathan Hale.
Okay, yeah, I saw something about that. Where did the voters come down on that?
They said very firmly, no, we do not want that to happen. And the idea was to use the $150 million referendum to combine the two, essentially, as well as to kind of update the Nathan Hale building and send them all there. But that's just not how they thought it would work out. With a 31 of 32 percents reporting, there is a 4,982 no votes to 2,931 yes votes. So it sounds like a pretty good margin is not interested in that as well, because they also were going to cut down on staffing, you know, combine the two and hopefully cut back on spending. However, I think parents realize, you know, bigger classes might not necessarily be the move.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I definitely heard a few things about that referendum. So it sounds like it was handily defeated yesterday at the polls. So Nathan Hale High School will not be combined.
West Allis Central and Nathan Hale. Yep, they will not combine. And that's good, because I saw a lot of students kind of, you know, they like the centralness of West Allis Central, hence the name Central, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people were saying how if they were to be sent to the Nathan Hale building, it wouldn't be walking distance or biking distance like they need. And, you know, I know they offered busing and stuff, but again, it sounds like the community has been very firm in what they think is best for their kids.
Absolutely. No, it's definitely the spring election results are always fascinating, and there will be a lot of analysis coming out. I know one of the bigger ones as well from yesterday was the Court of Appeals District 2 for the Court of Appeals here in Wisconsin. Maria Lazer, I'm not exactly certain how to pronounce that, but she defeated incumbent Lori Kornblum. So big update there as well. We're going to be diving into a number of other Wisconsin election results, hopefully joined by Earl Ingram shortly. You are listening to the Earl Ingram Show on WAUK 540 AM, as well as the Shaw 101 FM. We will be right back.